Okay. Good evening. In this week's Seder Parshas Pekudei, we read about the completion of the construction of the Mishkan and the erecting of the Mishkan for the first time on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, almost a full year after it came out of Mitzrayim. And I'd like to focus tonight on one of the items that was in the Mishkan, the Parochas. That's one of the items for which we have a commemoration in our shuls. We have a parochas, a curtain in front of the Aron Kodesh. So I want to speak about that a little bit. The Torah tells us, again here in this week's Seder, in Parshas Pekudei, in Perek Mem of Shmos, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem Eloheinu Shem Emor, Pasuk Beis, Beyom HaChodesh HaRishon Becha BaChodesh, on the first day of the first month, Tokim Es Mishkan Olamoi, you shall erect the Mishkan. It says in Pasuk Gimel, the Sam Tosham Eis Aron Ha'edus, you put the Aron that's going to house the Luchos Ha'edus, called the Aron Ha'edus, you should put that there, and the Sakosa Ala Aron Es HaParochet, and you cover the Aron with the Parochet as a partition. You put like it's a screen, you put something on top of the Aron, that's called the Parochet, some form of a partition. Rashi, hold on. So Rashi says, the sakosa al ha'aron, loshon hagana. It's like a protective item, something that's on top of something. Sharon mechitza, I said, because actually it was an actual partition. It wasn't a cover. You both understood as a simple meeting reading might be that you kind of covered, like you draped something over it. But that's not really what it was. Rashi says, and the article translates the word parochas is a partition. So Rashi here tells us. It was a mechitza. It was something that divided between two areas. It wasn't a cover. Okay, so that's the point that we want to make. How does Rashi know that? Where does that come from? Because again, the simple reading of the pasuk seems you would grape something over. So earlier in the Torah, a couple of weeks ago, when we're first introduced to the Aron, that's Shmos Perek Chavav and Parshas Truma. So there, the Torah says, "Vasisa paroches." Should make the partition, Tcheles, Yargamon, V'Solashoni, V'Sheish Mosar, right, the different Tcheles, the purple and the red wool and linen, all interwoven, twisted. Masei Choshev was done by weavers. Yasel Som Kruvim, it had the design of Kruvim on it. V'Nasata Osa Al Arba Amudei Shitim, and you put this parochas on four pillars of Shitim wood. Mitzupim Zahav, they were overlaid with gold. Vavehem Zahav, and they had hooks made of gold. Alarba Ad Nekesef, Nechasi, the end of the Pasuk, four silver sockets. And Pasuk Lamed Gimel, what's most important for us at the moment, is Vinasatas HaParoches Tachas HaKrosim. You should put the Paroches, this partition, underneath the hooks, hangs from the hooks. And inside, beyond where the parochas is, that's where you bring es aron ha'edus. We have dila ha'parochas lachem bein ha'kodesh uvein kodesh ha'kodosh. The parochas served as a partition to separate between the area known as the kodesh and the area known as the kodesh ha'kodosh. The holy and the holy of holies. Inside the holy of holies was only the aron. That's all that was in there. All the kodesh ha'kodosh was the holiest of holy, and that's where the aron. So the parochet, as this pasuk says back in Parshas Truma, was a partition that separated between the kodesh. That's exactly the words mean. The zila parochet lachem bein hakodesh uvein kodesh hakodoshim. So that's really what the ikar description of the parochet is. Okay, Rashi on pasuk lamed aleph there in Perek Chavav in Parshas Truma says parochet again. He says lashon mechitza. It's a partition. Okay, so even though from the pasuk in our said you're in Parshas Pekudei when it says the sakosa ala aras the parochet. Sounds like it's draped to some kind of a covering over the aron. You see clearly it's not the case. Okay, you see clearly in Parshas Truma, the parochas is described in detail. It's a partition to separate between where the aron was. It doesn't really cover the aron at all. It kind of blocks the aron from you. It is in front of the aron. It is a cover in a certain sense. It's beyond, you can't see the aron beyond the parochas. A vertical cover, exactly. Okay? Rashi says again in Parshas Truma, Parakavav, Parochas, Losha Mechitu, Loshon Chachamim Pargot. Okay, Dover Hamavdil Ben Amav Ben Am. It's something like a king has a chamber. So there's a curtain behind the curtain. So that's exactly what this is about. That's back in Parshas Truma. And again, at the very beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh and Shmos Perak Chav Zayin. Posachot, I taught Tetzaveh Shmei Yisrael, V'yikwe lecha shem and zayizach chasit lamor lahalos ner tamid, to take pure oil to light the menorah and so on. The Posachot Aleph, V'ol moed michutz la parochas. Where was the oil? It was the oil moed outside the parochas, asher al ha'edus, which was, again, the expression al ha'edus, the parochas. Michutz la parochas, the menorah was placed outside of the parochas. What parochas? Asher al ha'edus, which was on the Aron ha'edus. What does it mean on, but in front of? Yaroch osa arm of home erva brokha in Hashem. That's what they should light the menorah every morning. So there it goes on. So you see in Parshas Tetzaveh as well, that the parochas was, even though he used the word al, it wasn't on top of, but like we said before, a vertical partition that sort of was in front of the aron. Actually,
there's hanging, covering, and on.
Right. So, truth is, hanging, so, okay, so on and covering sound very much alike, but you see from the details that, it was hanging, it was in front of, it was a partition, as the Rashi keeps stressing. And the pasuk, again, you can't change the pasuk in Shul, it says, V'zil ha-parochas lachem bein ha-kodesh v'en ha-kodesh kodosh. It says openly that it was a kind of division between two spaces. Okay? Now, the truth of the matter is, there is a Gemara in Sukkot. The beginning of Masechet Sukkah, a Sukkah topic, obviously, Masechet Sukkah. So there it says on the Zion on the base in Masechet Sukkah, interesting machlokas. We know that one of the things which disqualifies fachach for use in the Sukkah is if chamta meruba mitzvah. If there's more daylight, more sunlight than shade, the fachach is so flimsy or so spaced apart. So inside the Sukkah there's more sun than shade. That's what it said to Mishnah. So the Gemara elaborates on that. There's a chamter and mitzvah psula. You have more chama, more sunlight, more daylight. Then you have shade, then that's not valid tach. So it says tanarabonon, sukkah da zanim beis. Chamter machmas ticho, below machmas tfano. It's only a problem if you have more sunlight based on reckoning the schach. But if the tfanos, if the walls, many people on my own sukkah has windows, so it could be that net value, there's a more sunlight, that's not a problem. Because the daylight comes in through windows or through cracks in the top, and the tefanos in the walls, that doesn't count. You know, you don't reckon that amount. It's only if the sun, if there's more daylight, because, you know, through via the schach alone. That's what it says. Tonabon, this is Rabbi Yosher. Rabbi Yosher, Omer, Af Machmas, I'm sorry, it's a chachon. Tonabon, Achamta Machmas Tichoch, below Machmas Tfanos. It's only a problem if the schach is Machmas Tichoch. Okay, Rashi says, Chamta machmas chach, postelis bo. Lo chamta machmas defano. If the daylight comes in because of the walls of the sukkah, that's not a problem. However, Yosha omer af machmas defano. Yosha says, no. You got to count the defano also. Huh?
I was really in before you said that. Like, yeah. Why would you even have to have the defano foot? They count. Because the whole thing is you're evaluating.
Okay, Enochanami. Enochanami says it's a sukkah topic. The answer is you're supposed to have more shade than daylight. It's included, as he says. So Gemara now asks, well, maybe that's why Gemara asks you a question. Amar v'yemar bar shalte, mishmei dabai, my time of the Yoshia. What's the Yoshia's reason? Logically, you're correct. However, he said, the seer, guess what? He quotes the pasuk here in Parshas Pekudei. It says, v'sakosa al ha'aron et ha'parochas. Okay? You should cover the aron with the parochas. Parochas, mechitza. The parochas is really mechitza, like we said. And Rashi here in Sukkah, quote, parochas mechitza, how do we know parochas mechitza? To see if the pasuk in Parshas Truman, Shmos Perek Chavav, the zila parochas lachem megomeh. That was a pasuk, it's a mechitza. And yet, what's the word used in our pasuk here in Pekudei? Visakosa. Sounds like Scott. Visakosa, right? He says visakosa. Even though it's a mechitza, he says parochas mechitza, because kairach wanna tzchacha alma, mechitza kischach meinan. A mechitza is categorized as something is like schach, it's not kosher. So even though it didn't put the curtain on top of the yard, but it is a mechitza. But the word is not kosher, which is implying some sort of covering, means that the fanos counts like the covering also, just like schach is the covering of the sukkah. So the fanos, that's the Yoshe's drasha. The rabbana and the rabbana. So what do rabbana do with that taka? Rabbanan disagrees. So how can they reject that sound truth from the puzzle? Rabbanan, right? Rabbanan, I'm going to call why is that close to Rabbanan? No, don't get excited. Rabbanan, who the nechav bapur to the mechzah kesach. Okay? Rabbanan say, what does it mean, the sakosah? Lechav alamala purta came gag yasin and exhaust. Apparently, the top was sort of bent over of the top of the curtain. Well, yeah, but the parochet in the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, the top was bent, so it was sort of like a roof. It was over, wasn't straight on top, but it wasn't just a vertical, kind of bent a little bit over. That's what that means, but not to teach you that a mechitza has a din of tzach. Okay, so I'm not really that interested tonight in the local machlokas, what's going on there, but that's a sukkah. Okay, and we passed about it, we only taking tainted out of tzach for a different reason, because teishu came to the roof. And people want to have a roof, but a lot of people have windows throughout the house. And it's not a problem. Yeah, it's not my house. It's smoke protection.
Yeah, but
top.
You wouldn't have anyway. To pay out of class. But.
Well, theoretically, you could.
No, it's not. You're not dealing with
a house. Oh, okay. That's a different thing. Yeah, totally. Well, I don't know. You got some of these modern houses. I don't know. Anyway, but my point is that in any event, what we see is that the parochas really is a mechitz. It's a partition between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. But as the Gemara says, the word v'sakosa means cover, not drapes over cover, but at the top, it's angled a little bit to kind of provide the covering, a little like a guide a little bit to the arm. That's what comes out.
What does it close to?
Not Gemara. Something else. Now, anyway, those are the psukim. I just want to point out, there is another pasuk of relevance. Later on in the Torah, in Parshas Emor, we find the following. Vayikra, Parakot Dalad, Sukkim Hay and Zion. There, the other parasha Tamor, also talking about the lechem upon it was also a Mishkan topic. It says, "V'lakach b'sola." Again, Tamor, it's Berkham Talad of the Yikapos of Hay. V'lakach b'sola. So these are shtei metzei chalos. You take flour, you have to make 12 loaves. Shnei etzon me'ayeh chalav process to this and this amount of. Flour and each loaf. The Santo some Stein Marochos Shesh Hamarochos. You have two columns. We all seen what the Sukkah looks like. Two columns of six in each. Ala Sukkah on Torah Lifnei Hashem. And it's put on the Sukkah on Lifnei Hashem. So says the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. There's an interesting discussion about this in the Gemara in Masechet Menachos. About Tzadi Ches Tamar Aleph. The Gemara Menachos says, that, you know, what if you did you have to arrange it 6 and 6? What if I did it 8 and 4? What if I, you know, did it have to be the 12 loaves and lechem upon? Does it have to be 6 and 6? The Gemara goes to Tzukim and all analysis, again, which is a local problem over there. Menachah is not our topic, but the Gemara does mention that if you had more than 6, it would technically be okay. The Gemara says, okay, Tzad, the Gemara is explaining the Tzukim. Just a moment, yeah.
Well, then you didn't build it right.
What was it? But no saying, Stayim, Arachas, or Shesh. No saying, Achas, or Achas, or Shmona, or Yot. 8, 4 is no good. Stayim, what about Stayim, so Sheva, Sheva? What about put an extra loaf? I want to talk about Tosin, that's 7. So Rebbe Omer, Rowan, and Taliana, Kiilu, Eina. You can disregard the top loaf. You have the 6, good. You have an extra one, you can disregard it. Aye, the Habiyin, in 1 second. Doesn't the Pasuk say, over there, we just read it. Santo Som and Son Al Hashulchan Ator. Vasata Al. Okay. I'm sorry, that's not that part. Vasata, it says in the next Pasuk Zion over there, it says Vasata Al Hamarechet Livona Zaka. You have to put some kind of frankincense on each stack for 1 second. There are an extra loaf, so isn't that a heftik, so to speak, a chatzita in between? Al has it on top. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem, because Amalei Rav Chista, the Rav Hamnun of Amalei Rav Hamnun of Chista, one of them said to the other, Reb the Tamei Dama Al Besomuf. The word Al doesn't have to mean actually on top of. It can be nearby. And what does he bring as a proof? Back to our parasha. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Sata Al HaMarech HaZaka, Al Besomuf, has to be near. Maybe it should be actually physically on top. No. Kishu Omer, again, our pasuk here in Pekudei. Misakosa al ha'aron, es ha'parochas. You put the parochas on the aron. Heavy Omer, Albus only know one on the aron. It was in front of, it was nearby. Or maybe the top was messed up, like we said before. It was nearby, and it was not on top of, and therefore we can avoid the whole problem. Al doesn't mean physically on top of. It means near or in some kind of relationship with. Rashi comments, And again, he says, Parochas Mechitzahu. The Parochas and Mechitzah is still called Al. So what do you see? Al means? Al means physically on top, but nearby. Okay. So in any event, that was the story with regards to the Parochas of the Mishkan and of the Beis HaMikdash. I said before, and we'll see in the postcum shortly, that we have a practice to have a Parochas in front of the Aron, right? But the truth is, it's a little bit of a strange practice. Because at the end of the day, the Parochas that we have is not to separate. No one stands in front. It's not a chitza. It looks like a decoration in front of the Aron, right? The Parochas we just determined wasn't actually on the Aron. It was near it, and it served as a partition between two different places. But that's not exactly what we do. It's interesting. Correct. Some people put a curtain on the inside of the side, maybe a lot. Correct. So I'm saying, even when we do it, it's not a partition. No one would call the Parochas, but we have a partition.
Well, if it's open, you have to stand and close.
Well, that's a different issue. Strictly speaking, without going to the problem house, strictly speaking, when it's open, you don't have to stand because we say the Torah is considered to be in a separate reshus. The honor of the separate reshus. So we admit it gets to stand. So it doesn't really to separate. I don't think so. So, anyway, so that's what that maybe not. So that's the question. But we tend to think the Parochah, we call it the Parochah, and offhand, we might be able to conclude, guess what, it isn't. You see, we're the same purpose, right? There wasn't a partition. Well, the Parochah is not a partition. Okay, however, there are sugyas which seem to suggest that they are related, and we come to the question of what exactly is our Parochah. So there's a sugya in Maseches Megillah on the Chav Vav Medbeis. The Gemara there distinguishes an important sugya. Again, these are all big sugyas. We're only looking at the part that's interesting to us right now. The Gemara distinguishes there between what's called Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. Items that are used for a mitzvah, but once the mitzvah is done, items, you know, let's say a lulav after sukkis, right? There's certain things that are tashmishei kedusha, like a pair of tefillin, say the Torah that got worn out or something. So the Gemara says in Megillah Chavon Beis Tanur Rabbanan, tashmishei mitzvah mizrakim. Strictly speaking, tashmishei mitzvah, once they're done, they can be thrown out. The minhag is not to throw it out in a disrespectful fashion and so on. Right, so many people have the lulav after sukkah, they wait to use that for the firewood, to make the wood, the fire for burning chametz, to use it for another mitzvah. But that, strictly speaking, I don't have to do that. I told you once, I went to a friend of mine, I told him, going to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, at the airport, and the guy had his lulav. He bring his lulav. He couldn't help himself. I go, why you bring the lulav? It's Eretz Pesach. Oh, I mean, he had his lulav and sukkah. He's waiting to go burn the chametz. Go so far after sukkah, your lulav. I just left the lulav, after sukkah. I don't know if they have to go that far. But anyway, when I make fun, I also wait and say, put my lulav when we burn it with the chametz. But just, anyway, but that's called tashmish. Because you can throw it out. Tashmish is rocking, but tashmish is kedusha nignozin. So in the Geniza, right? Shame, we call it shameless, right? Okay. The Elohim tashmish and mitzvah. Here's an example. Says in our head, some examples of tashmish and sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. Okay? That's what it's fine here now with the shameless. To do with the tzitzis. Anyway, the Elohim tashmish and kedusha. These are the tashmish and kedusha. Okay, Tashmish and Mitzvah Rashi explains the Dvarim Sheshim Shubahem Mitzvah, the things used for Mitzvah. But that's Tashmish. What about Tashmish and Kedusha? Duluskimi Svarim. Rashi says, Kimo Amtachas, the Sak Lasumbo Sefer. They would carry a Sefer Torah, some kind of a pouch or something like that. Okay, use it to transport the Sefer Torah, perhaps a Tefillin big. Okay, so Duluskimi and Tefillin or Mezuzahs, okay, that's used for Sefer. Again, it's just a Tefillin, this is also some kind of a case, the Tikshul Sefer Torah.
Case has some Kedusha?
Yep, the Tikshul Sefer Torah.
Hold that today.
Well, it has Kedusha, yeah.
No, the case, but they have, you have a case, it was out.
Right.
The empty case?
You don't throw it out. The container. The thing is, let's say, like the Tefillin boxes. We don't just throw them, you put them in. Tefillin boxes.
The carbon was on top.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, if there's only the Tefillin Zekel, but that's called the step removed. Tashmish, did Tashmish. I don't know what right now. But anyway, so the Gemara says, so these are things that take shaltur, say, Vitor, not take shaltur, and again, told the Tzuwas, and straps to the Tzuwas. Anyway, Omar Rava says, Meresh Havamin, I used to think that high Kursiye, Tashmish, the Tashmish, for sure. I used to think that the Kursiye, Rashi's Kursiye means Bima Shalait, the Bima, the Shulchan. I assume that's tashmish to tashmish. It doesn't directly serve the Sefer Torah, because most shuls have some type of cover, a plastic or a velvet cover. That's called, so therefore the beam itself is one step rule. Tashmish did tashmish, right? Shaparis mapa lava, oh my god, avacha kachnos in Sefer Torah. However, he says, but once I saw Kevin the Chazina, therefore I thought it's not Tashmish Kiddush, but Kevin the Chazina, the most of a Sefer Torah. Once I saw that some people do put the Sefer Torah directly on without a cover, not every shul, not every bina has a cover over it. So therefore, I came to the conclusion, I'm in a Tashmish Kiddush, who was fine. And then he says, this was good for us, the Omar Rava, Rava said, Meresh, originally, Havamina, High Parisa. Okay, Parisa. That's what the parochas. Rashi says, Yuria Shaparsin Sevilos Ha'aron Mibifnim. He was saying, it's some type of curtain I had inside the aron. He says, I used to think that curtain, he said, Rashi is inside. I used to think that that's Tashmish Ditashmish, because again, Rashi explained that it's a step removed to serve the aron, which serves the Sefer Torah. He says, Kev the Chazina, the Eifel, Eman Chisip, Elevei, Amin Tashmish Dushot. Sometimes that in the thing, they put it around the Sefer Torah itself, or they fold the bottom and the Sefer Torah rests on it and so on. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos has a different approach to Rav and does. Tosfos there in Megillah Chavav and Beis, Eresh HaMamin, he says, Pesha Kuntres, Yiresh HaParsin, Slevi V'Aron, B'Socho. Sometimes a curtain had inside, which we don't have it today, among Ashkenazim, but this is a Kasha. Shari Aron, Atzvam, Yitashvash Kedusha, Amr Shalasim, and Akursia, Amr Shateva Kedusha, he said, Tosfos has a Kasha. I don't go into the Kasha now, but I want to read his answer. This is talking about something that was outside. The curtain that was hanging outside. All I want to show from this Tosus is that already in the days of the Tosus, they had some kind of curtain outside the ark. However it works out in the city. That's what comes out from Tosus. Moreover, again, from the days of the Rishonim, I'm trying to demonstrate that this practice you asked before, Joshua, it's a halachic concept, but I'm showing it's certainly an old practice. Tosfos refers to it. Similarly, the Tumas Hadeshin refers to it in Shalchus Tumas Hadeshin Simon Samechet. He asked an interesting question. HaParochas Shalitmei Aron HaKodesh. He calls the Parochas. He says, the Parochas in front of the Aron. Again, so obviously in his days, that was a practice too. HaAshori LaHasir B'Shabbos Shalitmei Aron HaKodesh. Can you take that down on Shabbos and put up a new one? You know, is that like an Ohel somehow on Shabbos? I changed some shuls. The Ekkers and others have for every different Shabbos, and they have different parochas. They have, by us, we have a parochas year round, and for Rosh Yom Kippur, you put a Yom Naron, you have the white one. Like, so the Ekkers have, if it's Shabbos Shkolim, they have this one. If it's Shabbos this, they have a Shabbos Hanukkah, they have a different one. Okay, so can you place it on Shabbos? So the Tumas Hadeshin writes, Yerod, the Heter Gomor, it's certainly allowed. Now, you're not allowed to put up partitions on Shabbos at the Binyan. You're not allowed to put up a wall or something like that. One second. So he says, that's what he talks about. So he says, he thinks it's allowed. First of all, do it. He says, Shamati came on a Kippur to the Eilah. Apparently, some schools have a different parochah that's just from the Eilah. So he changes it. Okay, fine. He says it's allowed. Okay. And he says, he refers to a Mosach Shekenegar Atez Anukimo Parochas, and it's called the Parochas. And basically, his conclusion is the allowable mechitza on Shabbos, he said it's a mechitza that's for building purpose. You can't, but if it's a mechitza materis, just to mask the daven to separate the men, that's allowed. And he discusses further in his tshuva: is it doing it permanently? If not doing it permanently, he says even Rabbi Tam is modal chol hechad the ain mechitza boy lahatir, no dolphin sukkah, some other types of thing like that. He said that's allowed. In any event, he says the vilon keneged ha-pesach, the hanging curtain, the front is tzniusa, and the John Joseph Tzniusa's purpose is mutter. And then later on, he says haparocha shlitne aron shebelavach yisdios la'aron. He said, what do you have a parochas going with? Behind the parochas is a door anyway. Most of the time, there's another door. You slide open, So you don't have, it's not just you open the door and all of a sudden there's a Sefer Torah there. The further you have to open it, it's a closet door, right? So he says, Eino tolos shom el l'tznius. The parochas is hanging there. The tznius purpose is to give cover, so to speak, to the Sefer Torah. That's what it's for. And he said, that type of thing you can put up on Shabbos. Again, I'm not interested tonight in the Shabbos problem. So I'm telling you again, days of Trumas Hadeshen, that curtain, and that in front of Yaron, that curtain was called a parochet. In the Shulchan Aruch, we find in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Gimel, the important sif for us tonight, Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Nun Dalet, that's the Hilchot of Mesach Nesir, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tashmishei Kedusha, he talks about that too, Tashmishei Kedusha, Kegon, Tikshel Svar, Mezuzos, and so on, and so on, the Arga, the Aron itself, Shnosom Osei V'Torah, Ochomes Chisi Shekosom Osei V'Torah, or a holder with the Svar, here it is, Uvilon Shetolin Lifnei HaHechol, the Vilon, the curtain that was hung in front of the Hechol, in front of the Aron, which again, they just saw off had it too, that Yeshbam Kedusha V'Tzarach L'Gonzon. If it gets ripped or torn, it's considered to be Tashmish Kedusha, and you have to put it in the Gnezi, you can't just throw it in the garbage. So Pas Shomar Archaim Fukuf Madal Tiv Gimel, the Taz, in Tivkot and Gimel writes, Hainu, that's only true, L'mina Gat Talmud, shall we form Kolfon Oso Manichon Zevetar Lea. He says, Kedu Amar Rava. That's only like Rava, and we had that Taz Talmud, the ones that are inside, the curtain that was inside, we you spoke about before, the curtain that were inside, where you actually sometimes wrapped it around the Sefer Torah. But then, it's true, it's Tashmish Kedusha, but he says, nowadays, we don't use that parochas that's in front of our Aron ever for wrapping the Torah with or resting the Torah on. So then, lo have a Tashmish Kedusha at all. El Tashmish did Tashmish. It's one step removed. Right? In other words, the Aron, the parochas that we have in front of the Aron doesn't even serve the Sefer Torah. It serves, the Aron would serve the Sefer Torah. That's a step removed. It's a Tashmish, the Tashmish. Certainly, this came because of the Shelter, it came because of our most involved. That's what the Taz writes. Okay, the Mogan Avram, and Sivkot and Zion writes. Vilon, he also says, that which the Mechaber said, that the Vilon, this curtain is considered Mamesh Tashmish and Kedush, he says, no. That's Mishum de Lefamim, Manichan Osal, or Manichan Sefer Torah Allah. Sometimes they put the Sefer Torah directly on it, but he says, again, that was the practice back then. And serve the Sefer Torah directly.
Touching it directly.
Or serving it directly, yeah. Possibly. Or they wrapped it from the inside, I'm not sure. The Machta Shekel writes the Kotten Zayin, in Kain Havi Vilon Tashmish Kedusha, the Heil of Sefer Torah Atzma. Then, as you're just saying, it serves the Sefer Torah directly. That which we hang in front of the Aron, we call the parochas. Let's take a look at Tovsin Rav, which Ramah quotes on, that the parochas doesn't have that kedusha. So both the Taz and the Aron, in this sense, say the same thing. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, I got the wrong way.
Okay. So
some people do put two in front, but we don't.
I don't get it.
So, yeah, somebody could have the door open. They have the door. Right. Correct. Yeah. It's all for a cousin. It's all for a cousin. Kuf Nun Dalet, yeah. Cool. Good job. All right. So, for right now, I forget about it. I wrote the wrong line. But the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing as Sukkot and Yud Aleph. But they all say, I got the wrong line. We have another screen in?
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a look, Viker. Everyone says to look at the Ramah, right? So we'll need to look at the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Sivvav, in that same thing in Kuf Nun Dalet. Ramah writes, Hagah, Uparochas, Shanachnu Tolin Bifnei Aron, the Parochas that we hang in front of the Aron, Ein Lo Kedushas Aron, it does not have the Kedushas of the Aron, Rock Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. It's like the other things in the shul. You know, it's a different category of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesset, but something else. Okay, that's how the Ramah says, and that they'll say, because that's the way things are done nowadays. I'm going to walk there. Gimel writes, Ein Lo Kedushas Aron de la Olam, Ein Lo Tola Sefer Torah, believe me, Tachas. We never touch the, never have wraps around the Sefer Torah, and therefore he discusses, can you make the Baruchas into something else? For example, we said before, Josh, the Mar Avram here discussed the Kotten Yud Gimel. Can you take the parochas and you, let's say there was no, on the bimah, there was nothing. Can you take the parochas and use that to the Torah and the bimah? So the Aharon, yes, because that's elevating its Kedusha, because when it's hanging there in front of the Aharon, it's not removed. Now you're using it to serve directly. And that's allowed. That's what he says.
Even if it's used once for directly?
That's where the problem is.
Now,
yeah.
Now it's considered Kedusha.
It's a good question. As a side point, he lays in the Kalmach, and what's called, when he talks to him, Lama Nandu, the person, the Chup, the Chasana. Some papers take the Aharon, the Parochas, and they use that for the Chup. The pole, put on poles and use it for the chuppah. He wonders why that's allowed. That's not the, and that's not the same thing. Okay. Yeah. Nunda, is it Mr. Brewer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Aruch and Mr. Brewer. Yes, Mr. Brewer, that's before. I was thinking about it. So Mr. Brewer is cutting your dollar. Vilo, Shetolim, Hua, Parochas, he makes the same thing. He says, I know Levina got Talmud in the days of the Gemara. They put the Sefer Torah directly, or they wrap the Sefer Torah on it. So, he says, the nearest Shizahaya Dover Motsu is Manam. That's what they did things back then. In Lokin, Halava Tashmish, Akroi, Alma. Then it's only temporary. See, it alludes to the point that you have to do it regularly, not just once. Anyway, Halava Idna Lona, you can't have a Lirak Kashmish. Halava Shizah, Shigir, Ramallah, Kalash, Yibab. As we said, he refers to the very same Ramallah. Okay? On this Ramallah, and Tibab, to the Mishabura writes, the Kof test, Ain Lokus, Aron, because nowadays, we never put the Sefer Torah without a cover, and therefore you can make the parochas into the mapa, the covering on the shulchan. And he wonders about the same thing with the chuppah of the chasamim. Just as a side point, he says, what does it mean the shulcharach? It's not tashmishay kedusha, it's tashmishay beis hakneses. You know, it's the kedusha's beis hakneses. So Mishra writes to the Kotan Lamed, the Afshurak Tashmish the Tashmish Komakologar Mishar Klei Beis Haknesses. It's no worse than anything else in the shul, which has a special din of Kedusha's Beis Haknesses. Okay, now. Right, but are you lowering its status is the question. But that's the issue.
You now, throw it away, or you have
to. The same idea. Right. Now, the Shari Tshuva, printed on the page here in the Shulchan Aruch, the same sin in Kuf Nun Dalet, and Sivkot in Hay. Shari Tshuva quotes from the Chidah, okay? Sivkot in Yud, it says it's Sivkot in Yud, of Shari Tshuva, Sivkot in Yud, Uparochas, I'm behated, the Chosav B'machzik Bracha, B'shein Zera Emes, he quotes the favorite called Zera Emes, we'll see in a moment, She'ein Yecholim L'shanos, She'lo L'haniach Parochas Misaviv. He quotes, don't think that this is just, well, it's decorative, but I don't want to have a parochas. It says the Shari Tshuva, quoting the Chidah, quoting others, say that's not an option. It's a real din. Come back to your question. It's a real din. You have to have a parochas. It's not just, oh, I have to. It's a real minig. It's not just, you know, something decorative and so on. And he says, well, let's see. He says, Afal, and he's not like that, but he says, Sha'ar Mavik, he tells you, say, well, we may as well take a look ourselves. I didn't have to say for Zera Emes. Zera Emes was written in the 1700s in Italy, Modena, Italy, the authors of Yishmael, but of Avitzar Cohen of Modena, Italy, in the 1700s. So the Tshuva, I got it today on the Lawyer Library. Tshuva Zera Emes, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Orachayim, this is ancient print, Simon Chavov, Amma Sheshol, somebody asked, Sheminega Olam, Hu Laroch, Lalasos, Parochas, this is our Kodesh, Imutu Lushanos Haminig. Some Shul wanted not to have Parochas. Why? The Shirotim Lassos are on a Kodesh Yafeh. They have a beautiful, I don't know, wood carved, or even more beautiful. There's some curtain thing with a couple of lions on it. They're going to make a beautiful, you know, beautiful wood kind of thing, wood carving, who knows what. So, you know, like the Aron and the other guy, the Aron and Panovich, right? The beautiful gold, right? I mean, sometimes the Aron is more attractive looking than the Parochas. So he says, they want to make Aron a Kodesh Yafeh. Ulaniach filthy parochas. Is that allowed? We should yafer below parochas. Train the parochas. This thing, the way they're going to design it, it'll be more beautiful without the parochas than with the parochas. Nirolaniach daiki de lo aruch lemelarach. It's not right. We should minig ha parochas nira de eno lenoi ba'alva. Our minig of having a parochas is not just decorative. If it was just an issue of decorative, then you can argue do whatever's more aesthetically beautiful. And if Taka the Aron is more beautiful without the parochas, then forget the parochas. But he says, La halacha, and the Tshuva Zera Emes, again, at the Chidah quote, Pasti Brocha, at the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Chidah, they all seem to agree with this, that the Aron, the parochas, the Aron is not just some decorative thing. not for Ella, but Tzniyus Yisera. It's for, again, honor, Tzniyus, not a sense of modesty, but it's like, Al Shem, what does he quote? That pasuk back in Parshas Chuf about the original Paroches. The Dila Paroches Lachem in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this traces itself back to the original Paroches of true. Our Paroches is not a partition, but says that there is our Paroches we have is rooted in the Paroches of the Mishkan, which was done to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh, to give what's inside a higher status, to carden it off. Right, you partition it off, so what's on the other side is more dignified and so on. And therefore, he says, by the way, Vagam Alvar Kisri Klea Kodesh, we'll see later, that they use the paroches when they moved, when they transported the Aron, okay, when they transported the Aron, we'll see the side in a second, when they transported the Aron, they did wrap the Aron in the paroches. We'll get to that later. So he says, let's see, as he said, and so on and so forth. The Chayyir Mitok Diva Chumas Hadesh and Simon Samaches. He quotes that Chumas Hadesh that I showed you in Simon Samaches. The Kosta Paroch of the Aron, who totally shot with Sigis, Ayan Shah Vim Kane, Menoy Shapri, Muyafet Fe, Kalo Parochas, Al Kocha Lo Tov, Al Kane Lo Tov, Amir Saita Lashanos Minig, Zel Shum Yusuf, Kitanu, Posh of the Holy Israel. This is a widespread practice. Don't start changing it. Period. End of report. So says the Chuva Zera Emmet. Okay? The truth of the matter is, there's also a tshuva from the Bach. Bach on Chamed Eretz Yisrael. So we also have Shavuot of tshuvas from the Bach. The Shavuot tshuvas of Bach, from Yud Zayin, towards the end of a long tshuva. He also talks about Tashmish Mitzvah, Tashmish Kusha. So at the end of a long tshuva, he says, Ficha, Sardu Avodah, Havitasha, Allah, Havilon, Shivachut, Lifnei Aron, the hanging curtain, which is outside the Aron on our shuls. He says, Udugmas haparoches shir mishkan. This is like the paroches of mishkan. Shekasubo mivilach hamaroches alufichach uparos lifnei aron velo gam mitzida aron. Okay, the lefod sefer Torah came. So it's all done for the cover of the sefer Torah. It's all dask in front of, on the side. Anyway, so paskin the Bach as well. And that's shuvah simin yud zayin. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva on this subject and shalos a tshuva yichaveda kelegvov simin test. It was also asked a similar type of question. Beis HaKnesset, Shehuva Elav Michutzar, Bizman, apparently they transported an old shul from somewhere to Eretz Yisrael. Aron Kodesh Mefur Biyoser, Maaseh Kosher. The beautiful Aron that was crafted, handcrafted, or whatever. Uparochas Pusal Kanog, and I had the parochas. Vein Asa, not believable, Shalacha Mizeh Amino, Lahadu, Tachal, and Kaposal Zov. Now they want to take this beautiful Aron and overlay it with gold to make it even more unbelievable. Kuchulom are covered. It's all covered, right? Haimutar lahasir haparochim haparochim haros yofio lekahal misfalim. Get rid of parochim so that people can come and ooh and ah and see, wow, what a beautiful aron. It's all covered at Torah. Anyway, so he says that it's a beautiful thing to have a beautiful aron, but, quotes again a number of these sources that we mentioned, and he says, Ein l'shanos, he says it again from the Zera Emes, and he also doesn't like the chain. Now he adds something. Why do we put a parochas up anyway? The Aron HaKodesh has the greatest sanctity. Chamur biyoser. Shehu tashmish kedusha. We lo a parochas in tashmish did tashmish kedusha. Kosher as Rabo, which is what we saw. He quotes the Bach, and it's true, that's why I knew that Bach. And the Ein Ro'i Shiyazonu Anei Mikduchas Aron Kalka. What's his idea to me is, it's not proper that people should gaze at the Aron like that. It should be something, you can't just go look at it. It's not just, it's like, well, it's your eyes only, right? I mean, sometimes it's something so important, you don't leave it out to the public to see all the time. Once in a while, you take it out. Once in a while, But that's what he says here. And he says, Ke'ein Shapirish Rashi, refers to Rashi and Chumash, the end of Parshas, he sees the Shmos Parak, Lamed Al, Potek, Lamed Gimel. This is what the Torah describes, that Moshe, after having been in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his face radiated. Ki Koron Or Pnei Moshe. His face radiated. Based on that mistake, the word Koron, he shines. Now, the Karen of the horns, the people thought Moshe, well, Michelangelo made the Jews, they made that horns. People believed it for a long time. Anyway, since Shmos Parak Lamed Dalad, supposed to be the devil. Anyway, so the pasuk is given. What did Moshe do when he came down? He covered. He had some kind of a covering. And Rashi says, in pasuk is given, if I tell him about that, says some type of covering, fine. Ulekvod karnei ha'hod. He did this to show honor to this radiating appearance that he had. So people, you can't just, an average guy just can't gaze at something like that. It's a private, that's what it means. You don't just gaze at something like that. It's inappropriate. Okay?
What do you have? Walked around mamish himself with his head covered?
Looks like that, yeah. Okay, now, he mentions as well, we can see a similar thing in a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, also, where the Gemara discusses, you had places in the Beis Hamikdash where people weren't allowed in, and so on. If you're not a Kohen, what if you had to do repairs, painting, or whatever they're doing, some maintenance work? How do you go in there? So anyway, so the Gemara has in Pesachim, Daf Chav Vav Mud Aleph, it says, Lu in Hayav Pesukim Baliyas Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were some kind of openings at the top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shebehem Nishalshim is Umnim B'Tevos K'deshon Zunayin Enbeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. They lower him in a little bit in a way you could not see what was below. So in other words, it was just, what's the reason? Okay, Shelo Yazunu Einayim Enbeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. People shouldn't see it. The sanctity is so great, people shouldn't see it. So Elad Yosef, if it's true, Chelik Vav, Tshuvah Zichavadah, Simon Tess, says the same thing over here. The aron was covered so that people shouldn't gaze at it all the time. Only in special times you open the aron. We know, when do we open the aron? Usually in davening, when it comes to a special part of davening. You don't keep the aron open all the time. I don't keep the aron open all the time. The answer is it loses its specialness. It's always available. But nowadays, like you said before, all the arons open, they'll stand up. Okay, the arm is open all the time. Well, you get tired, you stop, you take it for granted, So therefore, that's the idea over here as well.
So
now,
you
yeah.
You brought the case where, and it seems to be a common theme, where the arm is beautiful, so what do you do?
Yeah.
What about the inverse case of the kehillah doesn't have money to afford another parochas, and the one is battered and beaten? Since it's not only an aesthetic purpose, obviously it's important to have recovering at the same time. Does that cancel out the fact that just because he doesn't
turn up? Yeah, I don't know. What if the parole itself is not nice? I don't know. Give them thought. I just want to mention one. They put it away, yeah. Anyway, they use it for the wicks of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I just want to show you a couple other things and then come to one longer point to wrap up. The Chumash describes in the end of Parshas Bamidbar when they would travel and they had to dismantle the Mishkan. It says over there in the end of Parshas Bamidbar Parag Dalad, Pasuk Hey, what they used to do. So when they had to move from one place to another, dismantle the Mishkan. So the end of Parshas Bamidbar. No, it says as follows: Uvo Aaron Uvanav Bintzal Machaneh.
Okay,
well, that's a different thing. But the Mech, which is well, we do as Paroches Hamasa. They would take down the parochas with chisubo eis aron ha'edus. When they traveled, they actually used the parochas as a means of carrying it. The Rabban in Pasuk Chof there in Parshas Bamidbar says that that's the whole idea of the parochas. It is l'chias covet when they move. But other than that, again, it's the same idea that it's for this purpose for showing covet. The question still becomes, okay, but how is our parochas that we have today really commemorative at all of the parochas in the Mishkan, so in the Beis Hamikdash? So we can answer, well, it's perfect. Just want to share with you, we'll read a little bit into this, we have a couple minutes. Rav Soloveitchik of Rosh Hashanah, this is in the Sefer Shiur HaRav al Inyanei Tefillah u'Kriya Shema, I mentioned 2 weeks ago. This was published by Rabbi Ganak, notes in the Rav Soloveitchik Shiur, so on Siman Nun Beis, he has as follows, he says, Min Hagenu, Lasin parochas on a kodesh who zecher the parochas shaisam avdil ben akodesh kadoshim. Right, our minig is to put a parochas as zecher for that parochas. But it's a dark beer, is it? Shara parochas haisam chitzam avdil ben makom haechal akodesh kadoshim. I thought the parochas there was the partition between two places. Uma ingenol chasos yishir ala aron akodesh. What's that got to do with the curtain is in front of the aron. It's a totally different thing. That's our question that the Rav says. So he says, here's a surprise to anyone who's a brisket, that the parochet had two dinim. Right? Three dinim. There are two dinim in the parochet. Asher nir levar v'zadu a parochet, so he's going to base dinim hayulah. Chada, one, is a parochet hayam chisa magdilim in a kodesh kadashim. That's a pasuk we have in Parshas Truma. But v'yesh odin, shaparochet hikisa aron, it also is a covering for the aron. Okay, and therefore it's considered in a certain sense part of the aron, and that's the Rav quotes our pasuk here in Parshas Pekuda. We started with the sakosa aron is a parochet, or the chen chazina parochet when they b'shas hamasos when they travel. The pasuk I just showed you over there in Parshas Bamidbar, paragdal pasuk hey, and there's an ambalan pasuk up there elaborates and talks about how you shouldn't see it and so on. So you see that there is something about the parochas that did relate directly to the aron. It was hanging, but at least when they moved, it was used to cover it. And again, the expression, v'sakosa al ha'aron. And we kvetched away. Al, it means bent over. Al just means nearby, right? That's what we saw in the first part of this year. Right? And then the footnote there, in 156, the Rav quotes that Gemara in Sukkah that we mentioned.
And now but, the Taka teaches that it's two.
Yeah, that Taka does relate to the aron. It's not stam. You know, al. Al, in a certain sense, teaches you that it's, in a certain sense, an extension of the aron.
It's not just for Havdalah, but also...
Exactly. That's the Rav's Kiddushin. It's exactly the Kiddushin. That, in fact, the parochas, not the way I said before, that we said, well, it's really a partition. Either word, Al, it means nearby, or it means that sometimes they would offend the top. I never mind all that. Okay?
All the Indianas,
the yeah, sure. Exactly right.
It does apply today.
Yes, exactly. And the Rav brings a Rai, he quotes from a Rambam. I'll read inside here. Perek Hey of Hilchos Avodos and Kippur Malach Ha'alas. He talks about Kol Avodos Ovi B'zig De'Lovim B'fnim Be'echol. Any of the Avodah was done when the Kohen Gadol wore only the white garment, especially on Kippur white garment. That was when he was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Torah goes on to say this should be Aaron. He has to do it in the right order. It's not. And he can't do it out of order. And he quotes Ayin B'chidusha of Chaim Alevi. He quotes his grandfather of Chaim Alevi on that Rambam. And he says that anything done in the Heichal is considered avodas pnim, right? It's like you're inside and the Seder is ma'akev. And he says, but the dafka ma'azos min ha'mizbeach ha'pnim ha'lisnim, shamokom hu tino ki'lisnim, ha'seder ma'akev ha'azos ha'mizbeach asma din k'chus v'in ha'seder ma'akev. He discusses the different sprinklings of blood. The sprinklings of blood that was done by the parochas, that's considered like inside, and the one that is back is not. And he makes, obviously he says of Chaim, there's a chilek between the Heichal and the Hazos Be'ach, and he explains that the Parochas is considered, so to speak, as a sort of an extension or part of the Aron for the purpose of those Hazos. Okay? And he finally quotes something else. He says that's why when the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle eight times, remember, Achas, Achaz v'yachaz, achaz v'shtayim, eight times, right? It's keneged ha'orom, shmona ha'zor. These eight sprinkles, this is the Rambam Perek Tav, was corresponding to the aron. Okay, and he said, the nearer it is there, we should have makom l'snim, as we're choshu kifnim. This is like inside, okay? And v'od, the etzem ha'paroches ha'vikiyum aron. The paroches is sort of a part of the akir of the aron. The chashiv ka'aron, that's why you have to have the sprinkling on the parochas. Where? The part of parochas is by the aron. In the footnote 168, he argues, he quotes in the Sefer Hari Kedem, the same pay, hey, whether this is true of Azol, so other part of Dovr Shatzibur, or maybe just in the Yom Kippur, fine. I'll end with the following. Okay? He says an interesting thing. He says, V'ayin b'gemara Megillah, I'm sorry, before we get to that, he says, the Ulfiza move on Ingan Parochas is some Aaron Kodesh Bishakneset. Now we understand why the parochas and shuls are put right in front of the Aaron. The Muvad din Mechitza Mavdila Sheisha Parochas, because aside, like you said, aside from the fact the parochas separate territories, areas, Yeshpo Gam din Mechiv Ba'aron. The Kiyav Ba'aron, it is like the Aaron. So therefore, it makes sense. What we do, we put it right by the Aaron, because it does relate directly to the Aaron. And it quotes very beautifully, you know, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Medbeis, that's the famous Gemara, that Titus came in, and he took his sword, right, he took his sword, and he he cut the parochet, and he made a miracle, and blood came out. And he thought he killed God. Right? He killed God, so to speak. And he says, so why did blood come out of the parochet? So Amitchik says in his footnote 169, but the yotze dam me'aparochet, mishum de parochet hamikiyam aron, the parochet like the aron. Now, dam is nefesh, dam is the inner, you know, the soul. The aron is Torah. It's like you stand the Torah, so to speak. So that's why it came out with blood. So a very beautiful interpretation, other interpretation. Anyway, concludes the Rav in this piece. Ayin b'gemara megillah daf lamed beis and beis. Famous Gemara. Amar of Parnach, Amar of Yechon, the Kola Ochez, Sefer Torah, Aram, Nikbar Aram. Somebody who holds the Sefer Torah, which is naked, so he's going to be buried naked, buried with nothing. Gemara says, it doesn't mean, that he was actually naked, but the Sefer Torah was naked. It didn't have any covering, and he touched the Sefer Torah. That's why we don't touch the cloth, right? You avoid touching it. And he quotes Rashi, there's lots of Aram. He says, below mitpachas, so he's safe for a tari. You touch it without a covering.
That's
okay.
Why
you need time. So, no, it's time not. That's what happened. But he says, we really got a side and don't have any time, right? It's a different standing safe for a tari. The area of the forest, the man that safe for a tari, talk mitpachas. The also locks are or below mitpachas. Why should it be? You can't touch the safe for a tari directly. Well, it's a big deal. Okay? He said, nilam at parochas. Now, parochas, he kisu la aram, bikim la aram. You can't have a Sefer Torah without some type of covering. And he quotes the Rambam, a very important Rambam, Perek Yud, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Yud. He says, you have to have a place where the Aron is the place where you honor it and you beautify it more than normal. Okay? Because that's in the Luchos are in there and so on. And, the parochas comes out in the din of the aron. So Iotim Vareno, so we saw, first of all, that the parochas that we have in front of the shul, in front of the aron, seems to be, yes, a commemoration of the parochas of Mishkan. It's a custom which the Rishonim already knew about, and early Achonim were afraid to change. You don't change it. That was their emes. You can't change it, even if it's aesthetically more beautiful to have a beautiful aron. I don't care. You have to have a parochas, kachim, and aron shel Yisrael. And this thing is the rov, why we put that's not improving the parochas itself, but to get rid of the parochas altogether just to make a more beautiful aura. Okay, that's okay then. It's any type of
that's about
Tunisia.
Not
quite, because aron and mishkan have the luchos, this does. But it has the best thing we have, it's in the Torah.
So it's almost. And would it be a mitzvah, not a
minhag? I hear. Yeah.
Why
did it
for?
Right. So now I think yes. And I think that's why the Psalms say don't do away with it. It's a real bit. Okay. Now you're asking the mitzvah minhag. I mean, I hear you.
According to the second.
Maybe I hear. But,
Now in the Gemara, I'm trying to remember that the people were destroyed because they called.
Going in the sukkah.
Someone called the Aron by another name.
Oh, Teva, something like that, yeah. They went in the Megillah, they called it Teva.
Teva?
Yeah.
And something happened that was a lowering down of
the Kedusha, yeah. And anyway, what comes out from all this is that our original, what we see from the parochet, it's a long-standing chain, and this parochet that we have in front of the shul does relate to the parochet of the Mishkan. The Rav's problem is why it's not the same purpose. The answer is even that parochet did have that purpose of serving the Aron and the Tzudinim. At least we don't have Kodesh and Kodesh and Kodeshim, but we do have the service of the Aron, and that's why we have a parochet. Okay, I wish everybody was on challenge.